Senator Weiner stood on the steps of San Francisco City Hall Monday, flanked by several supervisors and public power advocates, and announced SB 875.
I think I speak for many, many San Franciscans. We are fed up with PG&E. We are done.
Weiner said the massive power outage in December that left many homes and businesses in the dark in San Francisco at the height of the holiday season was the last straw for many city residents.
We're fed up with the blackouts and the poor maintenance that have left hundreds of thousands of people without power for days on end.
Weiner put forth similar legislation back in 2020. He said that PG&E, however, was so powerful that the bill didn't even get a hearing in the state legislature. Senator Weiner announced in December that he was working on a new version of the 2020 bill that would create local power to counter PG&E. Clean Power SF already provides some public power in San Francisco through the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission, though customers use a hybrid of both Clean Power SF and PG&E. Weiner said cities like Sacramento and Alameda that have local power pay up to half as much as PG&E customers.
PG&E has raised our electric rates 40% since 2022, and we now pay the second highest rates in the country as a result.
If SB 875 passes, the SFPUC would continue to serve as San Francisco's publicly owned power utility, sourcing an electricity mix from California-certified renewable resources. California has more than 45 public power utilities, including ones serving cities like Los Angeles and Palo Alto. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.